Shalom to all. Today's episode of Yerushalmi by Yekan Daf Yud. We're starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's episode sponsor Lila Nishmas. Mars Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, this first Gemara doesn't have to do with Chol HaMoed, but since it has to do with the Davar HaAved, it seems to be that's why it's brought over here. And it's important to understand the discussion. This is really much more of a sugya from Maseches Bava Metzia, with the discussions of Ribbis over there. And there was a standard business deal that was called an Iska. That's where the name comes from of our Shtar that has to do with Ribbis or preventing Ribbis, Heter Iska. So we're discussing Iska over here. The general idea is that you had an investor and a manager. The investor gave money, or over here we're going to be discussing merchandise. Then the manager would do exactly that. He would manage it by selling the merchandise. Half profits would belong to him, half belong to the investor. So now knowing that, the Gemara tells us, Rav Chananya Chavrin Rabban Omar, he says, Prakmatya Nigvas Minchas Yisoyim Ketanim. This prakmatya, this merchandise that was given as an investment, is allowed to be collected from the possessions of young Yisoyimim. We know that usually a person's not allowed to go and collect a loan from Yisoyimim. However, let's say Reuven and Shimon had gotten involved in this business deal. Reuven was investor. He gave the merchandise to Shimon. Shimon was supposed to sell it. And then Shimon died, leaving this merchandise with his young Yisoyimim. So Rav Chananya Chavrin Rabban tells us is that Reuven's allowed to come and collect that merchandise from the Yisoyim Ketanim. Now, Rabbi Meimar, they want to say, B'shiyesh Eidim Yoidin, is only when Eidim know that there was this Iska agreement in between Reuven and Shimon, only then Reuven's allowed to get his merchandise back from Shimon's Yisoyimim. Haim Ein Eidim Yoidim, Loi. But if Eidim don't know about it, he can't just come and take this merchandise back from them. They could always claim that our father bought it, that it belonged to him, something like that, and so they wouldn't be able to take their merchandise back. And Rabban Kesaron says, "B'shem Rabla, l'chein sricha b'sheish edim yaidin." Yes, the chiddush over here is that they're allowed to get all their merchandise back when edim know that there was an iska agreement. Why is that? Well, because ha'im ein edim yaidim. If edim don't know about it, nasis kepikadoin. It's actually no different than just a pikadoin, a regular deposit. And kachanu aimer pikadoin lo yigvim nechse yisaim ketanim. Do we say that a person's not allowed to collect a pikadoin, a deposit from the chasim of young yisaimim? If let's say Reuven had just simply deposited something by Shimon, he asked him, "Could you watch my lawnmower, my clarinet for me?" Of course, even after Shimon dies, Reuven's allowed to go to Shimon's Yisoyimim, give a simon that this thing is his, and he would also have to prove that Shimon wasn't a man of means and therefore couldn't have afforded this thing anyway, and then would give it to him. So actually, as opposed to what we had just mentioned previously, he wouldn't be able to get his merchandise back. Adi Rabbi would be the opposite. If Edom didn't know about it, of course he's allowed to get his merchandise back. It's no different than a deposit. The whole chiddush is, when there are Edom, this was an iska, and the reason why that's a chiddush is because there's actually reason to not allow him to collect everything. Why is that? Well, because the way that Iska is set up is that it's half milveh, half pikadoin. You're right, half of it's a pikadoin, but the other half of the amount is considered like a loan. And we know that a loan is not allowed to be collected from Yisoyimim. So you might think that if Edom knew that this was an Iska deal, then at best Reuven's only allowed to collect half of the merchandise from Shimon's Yisoyimim and not all of it. And that's what we're saying, that he's allowed to collect all of it. And that's what the Gemara clarifies right now. So ma bein ol milveh, what's the difference between this and regular halva of money? If Reuven lent Shimon money and then Shimon died, leaving everything over to the Yisoyimim, Reuven's not allowed to collect that loan from the Yisoyimim. But here, Reuven lent Shimon merchandise as part of their Iska deal. Why is he allowed to collect that from the Yisoyimim? The answer is, milvin nitna loitza, v'zeh lo nitan loitza. A loan of money is meant to be spent. When you borrow $100 from somebody, you're not borrowing it just to keep it in your wallet, you're borrowing it to spend it and pay it back later. So therefore, the moment that a person borrows money, it's automatically considered his. That's why Reuven would not be allowed to collect a regular halva from Shimon's Yisoyimim. But over here, there's not a regular halva. This is merchandise that's meant to be sold. It's part of their business deal, and therefore it's not lehaitza, and that's why it is allowed to be collected from the Yisoyimim. And now going back to discuss Chol HaMoed, Amar Baba Mamal, Ilu Hayo Li Mishi Yimna Imi, if I had somebody to vote with me, meaning if I was able to set up a bezin regarding the following things, I would do so. The first thing I would do is, Hitarti Basar Bechar Li Shaka Blitra, I would allow the meat of Bechar to be sold by weight, and also Hitarti Shu Oisim Melacha Bechar Chol HaMoed, I would allow work to be done on Chol HaMoed. Why is this? We explain the first things first, and this was about Bechar. We know that when we have Bechar, firstborn male animal that does not have a mum, it belongs to the kain, it's bar as a carbon. But if it has a mum, it belongs to the kain, but he's allowed to sell it. He gets shechted and sell the meat, and the profit's his. However, he's not allowed to sell the meat like regular. He's not allowed to weigh it like they weigh it in the store. He has to sell it just by estimation. He takes a piece of meat, he estimates, you know, this probably weighs about a pound. Okay, pay me for a pound of meat. And so this is Rabbi Mamal's reason why he would say that it should be allowed to be sold by weight. Klum asru basar b'char li shaka b'litra, loy kideishu maichan oisa b'zol, isn't the only reason why they asked meat to be sold by weight is because they want it to be sold cheaply. If it's going to be sold by weight, so then the price goes up and it might take a little bit longer time to sell it and some of the meat might go bad. But since this is a Bechar Bal Mum, it has Kedusha, it wouldn't want it to be treated in degrading fashion, that it's going to go bad. Therefore, we say just sell it by estimation. Now, when you sell something by estimation, you have to give the person a piece that's a little bit bigger than a pound, so you know, okay, I know for sure it's a pound. And therefore, they're only paying for a pound of meat, but they're getting a little bit more. So that's the whole purpose of not selling it by weight, so it could be sold for cheaper. But they hate my Reuven all of them. What do they do? do? They trick people and they end up selling it for more expensive. They cut the meat in a way that it looks like it's a pound, but really it's less than that. So really, if it's up to me, says Rabbi Bar Mamal, I would only allow them to sell it by weight, so everyone got the precise amount for their money. And also, what about working on Chol HaMoed? Kolam Asr Yilasas Melacha B'Chol HaShamayid. That's the only reason they asked for doing work on Chol HaMoed, is Al Kdei Yishu Eichel V'Shayasin V'Gein B'Taira, so people could eat and drink and toil in Taira over Chol HaMoed. V'Inun Achon V'Shasin Pachazin. But what do people do? They eat, they drink, and they just party and they're merry, and they waste their time frivolously, so really it would be better if they would go to work. Another din about Chol HaMoed, Amar Rechon Rechon says, Im His Kirucha Labuli, if somebody mentioned you to the wealthy, powerful people, and you don't want to get on their bad side, but somebody already denounced you to them, Yehei HaYarden Bal Gvulcha, the Jordan River should be your boundary, which means even on Chol HaMoed, you can escape to across the other side of the Jordan, because this is considered a Davar HaAved. Now Rabbi Yechoni says something similar, Kablin Rishos Li Patim Ribuli. One's allowed to go to the Rishos, which is the governing body, in order to get rid of the Buli, these rich, powerful people, if somebody like that is after you, and you could be protected by the government or by the person in charge, so then you're allowed to go to him on Chol HaMoed and work it out, again, because that would be considered a Davar HaAved. And also, Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, Loivin Berivis L'Chavuras Mitzvah L'Kiddush HaChaydash. One's allowed to borrow money, even if he has to pay interest. This is only in regards to interest to Rabbanon, not interest Dairaisa, but he's allowed to do this for Chavuras Mitzvah, which is a Sudas Mitzvah, and for the Suda that they make by Kiddush HaChaydash, and to show the importance of such a Suda, Rabbi Yechonon, B'tzafra in the morning, Havanachzak Nishna, he would go into the shul, V'hava Malaket Pirurin, and he would gather the crumbs that were left over from the Suda yesterday, V'achlan, eat them, and V'amar, he said, Yehi Chulki Im Ilein De'achlan HaChurumshis, my chelik should be with those people who ate here last night, because how chashuv it is to make such a sudas mitzvah. And moving on to halacha dal, the Mishnah tells us, Ein leichin batim avadim behemav avanim el tzar chamayid. A person is not allowed to buy houses, slaves, animals or stones, unless it's tzar chamayid, unless he needs it for chol HaMoed. Or he could buy it because of the seller who doesn't have what to eat. Somebody's so poor, he doesn't have what to eat on chol HaMoed, so he's selling one of these things. You're allowed to buy it from him so that he has money on chol HaMoed. Another din, ein mefanim mibayis labayis, no transferring chafetzim, different objects and things from one house to another. Avam mefanim lechatzeroy, but he could transfer into his own chatzer. And why is this menesha simcha iloy? Because it's a simcha for him. Miram bezantad, which continues, ein mevin kelim beis uman, no bring kelim, utensils, different things from the craftsman's house. That's if he doesn't need them for Chol HaMoed. However, if he suspects that they might get stolen from there, then mefanel chatzar cheres, he could just move them to a different chatzar, but he's not allowed to bring them to his house because that's tirchi yisera. Says the Gemara, nicha kulhen. Everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning makes sense. A house, avadim, animals, a person might need that on Chol HaMoed. But avanim, what's he going to do with stones? You're not allowed to build on Chol HaMoed anyway, so why are you buying stones? And the answer is kadot, like the following, if he has a wall which is leaning dangerously, so then, says Rabbanehu, he could dismantle it and rebuild it, and that's what he'd be buying stones for, because he's allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed. Ask the Gemara, if it's dangerous and it's going to fall over, so v'yistar v'lo yivne, he should just dismantle it and not rebuild it. Answers the Gemara, Chananya says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he threw soif in b'mit chilasai." They matter the end, which is building it, because of the beginning, the fact that it's a danger. Shem Omer at shalo yivne, if you tell him that he's not allowed to rebuild it, afu en yisaisrei, so he's not going to dismantle it either, v'nimtza b'li de sakana, it's going to turn out to be a sakana for people. Now we have another din regarding buying homes. Rabbi Shuba Levi Shalor b'shem Elakesh. Rabbi Shuba Levi asked Shlakesh, "Ma'u likach batim enagai?" Is a person to buy a house from a guy? So Amalei asked him, Amos Rebbe Shal, in regards to what are you asking? B'Shabbos, it must be you're asking, are you allowed to buy this house on Shabbos? Of course, if it's during the week, why should you not be allowed to buy a house from him? It must be you're asking a question, that you're offered to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a guy on Shabbos, are you allowed to buy it? And the answer is that, Tani, we have a brisa, B'Shabbos Mutter. It's mutter to buy a house from a guy on Shabbos. That's because the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is doicha the issue of doing business on Shabbos. Now we just have to clarify, Ketzer Oysa, how does he do this? So Meir Lekisen Sheldinarin, he shows him a whole wallet full of money that would be used for the purchase of the house. He doesn't actually pick up the money, but he just shows him that's where my wallet is. You can take money out of it. And also, the guy signs the contract, the yid doesn't sign it, and he brings it to his courts to verify it and to register that he sold the house. And the reason why this is allowed to be done is we find that Yerichai, which is the first city the yidden conquered when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that was actually conquered on Shabbos. The pasuk says, this is what you should do for 6 days. There's a whole description, say for Yeshua, where they walked around the walls of Yerichai for 6 days, blowing shofars. And then the pasuk says, "Ubayoyim hashvi," on the seventh day, which was Shabbos, to soivu asir, you shall surround the city, shav upon him 7 times, and that's when they conquered Yerichai. So we see that for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, this allowed to be done even on Shabbos. Uksiv, we have something similar in regards to Melchemes Rishos. It's not a Melchemes Mitzvah like conquering Eretz Yisrael, as in the case of Yerichai that we just mentioned. The topic of the pasuk that we're about to mention is referring to a Melchemes Rishos, and it talks about surrounding a city and laying siege to it. What does the pasuk say? Ad ridita, until you conquer it, which means as long as they had started the siege siege on the city 3 days prior to Shabbos, they're allowed to continue doing it, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, harisha ilar ma'yoychal, if a person doesn't want to eat on Chol HaMoed, kaitzer u'ma'amer v'dosh, he could harvest and winnow and thresh, u'bavach l'yodosh v'parah, as long as he doesn't do it with a cow, that's because av shemilsa, people are going to hear about it, it makes a lot of noise, it's a whole toodaloo, and since he's only doing it for himself, he should try to do it quietly. But that's only m'sapik l'yochid, when he's doing it for himself. Avol m'sapik l'rabim, if he's doing this for a lot of people, dosh v'afil b'parah, he should thresh like regular, even with a cow, that's because anyway, it's for a lot of people. Continuing now further expounding on the Mishnah that had told us, no moving objects from here to there. Now says the Gemara, ein mefanim midira na'al dira na'e, no moving from one nice dira to another nice dira, v'lo midira ka'ira l'dira ka'ira, or from a very not nice dira to another one that's ka'or, v'lo midira ka'ira l'dira na'e, one's not allowed to even move from a not nice dira to a very nice dira, and ein sar chulayim midira na'al dira ka'ira, we don't even have to say the one's not allowed to move from a nice dira to a not nice dira on Chol HaMoed. However, b'sech shalai, if a person's going to be moving into his own dira, he's let's say renting, and now he bought a house, and so he's going to be moving into that, afil midira na'al dira ka'ira, even if he's moving from something that's very nice into something that's not so nice, simchal adam b'shashu dar b'sech shalai, it's a simcha of a person to live in his own house, and therefore he's allowed to move even on Chol HaMoed. And on something similar, ein mefanas hames v'satzamos, no moving a corpse or bones, and this is not specifically with Chol HaMoed, this is even during the week. One is not allowed to just stop move a mace, that's because whenever the bones or the corpse itself is moved, that's not good for the mace up in Shemayim. So no moving it mikaver mechobed lo mechobed, from one nice kever to another, v'lamim bazoi bazoi, not from a not nice one to not nice one, v'lamim bazoi lo mechobed, even if it's from a not nice one to a nice kever, and ain't sarach lemim mechobed lo bazoi, you don't even have to say from a nice one to a not nice one, it's not allowed to be done. However, b'sech shalai, if it's being moved into his, this is what's called kever avaisav, this is the family burial plot, so he's moving one of the family members from wherever they were buried out into the family burial plot, so afilu mina mechobed lo bazoi, even if it's being moved from a nice kever to not nice one, arev hu la'adam shu naich etz la'voisav, it's pleasant for a person that he's next to his forefathers, that he's in the family burial plot, and so that's allowed to be done. Lastly, our Mishnah had said, imavin kelim besu uman, no bring kelim from the uman's house, from the craftsman, if they're not needed for Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara da'amr, this tells us that prakmati aveda, there's merchandise that's going to get ruined or lost or stolen, shari metalt lo'moeda, one's allowed to move it or cover it on Chol HaMoed, because that's l'tzarich HaMoed. We're going to start for a day, pick up tomorrow with halacha hey, continue to discuss more things allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.